Back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up quickly a little more on what Bill of Oconomowoc says. This is a very, very dangerous and urgent issue, so pay attention to this. Trump is clearly running again in 2024. He's intimated it. He said it. He was about to announce in September, believe it or not, but a lot of his fellow travelers, running dogs, and handlers said, that's not how it's done. You lie in the weeds, then you don't have to, they don't have to give equal time if they put you on and you can get free media, blah, blah, blah. But it takes money to run, and here's what Trump has done. He has formed a SPAC, S-P-A-C. What's a SPAC? It's a special purpose acquisition company. In other words, they start marketing this SPAC and you put in $1,000. And a lot of other people do too. And then they have a pot of cash and they go out and acquire a company or they merge with it. And there are very, very strict requirements. I mean, you have to have a prospectus called a red herring. You got to have a prospectus. You can't lie in the prospectus. The SEC looks at you. FINRA, the Federal Industry Regulatory Authority, which regulates broker dealers and brokerages and so on, they look to make sure you're not up to something funny. Suddenly, Devin Nunes resigns from Congress. He's going to resign, I think, by the end of the year. He's terrible. He's a two-legged skunk. He's the one that was the head of the Intelligence Committee when they had the Congress, and he was with Trump all the time on the Ukraine impeachment. Remember that? Remember what he did was? He'd go to Trump in the White House and rat on what the committee was doing, and he would lie and say a lot of things. He's an interesting guy. I think he is the only member of Congress ever to come from the Azores. His kind, his ancestors came from the Azores, which is fine. Some islands out in the Atlantic, frequently a place where ships in the old days would sail, and they would, they'd have provisions and water. And then if they needed a few crew members or slaves, they would swoop by and grab a few folks. I don't know how this guy got to the United States, but he did somehow. His kind has been around here a long time, at least 100 years. So, but in any event, this is the guy, and suddenly he's going to resign. And it's all seashells and balloons, and everybody brings out the party whistles, and oh my God, this is great. Well, no, it's not great, because he is going to be head of the company that this SPAC, Special Purpose Acquisition Company, which has raised $1 billion, as Bill of Oconomowoc said, this SPAC is going to start a media company. Now, what's going on there? If it's a media company, they already have Fox and Newsmax. Is it going to be weirder than Newsmax? Is it just going to be Trump giving these kind of the novel 1984 by Orwell? You know, the guy comes on just giving speeches, or Xi of China and rattle the base? Maybe. But it takes a lot to start a network. Remember when CNN started with Ted Turner a long time ago? It takes a lot of money. You have to hire reporters. You have to equipment and all this kind of stuff. Suddenly, there's an announcement. The SEC and FINRA are investigating the SPAC. The Securities Exchange Commission and the Federal Industry Regulatory Authority are both investigating the SPAC. They're both investigating it. Why does the SEC investigate things in case there's securities fraud? Why does FINRA investigate things in case there's broker-dealer type fraud? That's what is at stake. And this guy's running for president. Does that bother anybody? I think the bet from the Republicans is it doesn't bother anybody at all, because people who know Trump's a crook and think he is aren't going to vote for him. But do you realize in the last poll, 68% of Republicans think that the election was stolen from Trump? I'm not kidding. 68%. That's a knife in the heart of democracy. That means that people, you know, Republicans and I do, it means that more than two thirds of the people you know think it was stolen. Are they stupid? No. Do they follow the news? You think so. If they believe that, when Biden won by 7 million votes and he won Wisconsin by about 21,000, Trump won it by 27,000 over Hillary, Biden won Michigan by over 100,000. Trump won it by 10,000. You know, if there was a stolen election, it was in the year 2000 when the Supreme Court stopped the counting of the votes in Florida and gave it to George W. Bush over Gore. But Gore didn't complain. Maybe he should have. But why is it fraud when Trump wins Michigan in 2016 by 10,000 votes, and yet when Biden wins it by over 100,000, it's fraud? They're simply lying. What's really very, very disgusting, quite frankly, is that more than two-thirds of Republicans, your friends and mine, your neighbors and mine, some of my fellow veterans, are buying it. They're buying it. We'll see what the SEC and FINRA come up with, but if for any reason they don't go after the marketing and where this money came from, $1 billion is a lot of money. $1 billion is a lot of money. And the big boys who have a lot of money aren't going to put tens and hundreds of millions of dollars into something like this. If there are LLCs that invested, and if they are traced to Russia, or if they are traced to Saudi Arabia, or if they are traced to anybody that is either an enemy of the United States or anybody that has attacked the United States, as Saudi Arabia did on 9/11, and a couple of years ago, we were training some of their people in Arizona. No, strike that, in Florida. And they smuggled in guns and they gunned down our sailors right in the classroom. And Trump didn't say anything about it. He did not sanction Saudi Arabia at all. How often are we going to get attacked? And how often is money going to go into Trump's pocket? Russia, you know, in the Mueller report, there was a lot that he didn't put in the report. Mueller took a dive. He was a Republican. He said, well, we didn't look at anything financial with Russia. Oh, why not? Well, they didn't tell me to. Yes, they did. They asked about Russian influence on Trump. That's financial. Apparently, there was a lot that didn't go into the report. And right now, there's a group putting together the real story. But the point is, Trump had a $50 million property in Florida. Suddenly a Russian billionaire comes in and offers $100 million for it, for a $50 million property. Of course, Trump sells it, and then he takes that money and pays off a loan out of Deutsche Bank. And apparently the financing may have come from the Bank of Cyprus. Now, you'd think that this Russian billionaire would go, okay, I'm going to develop this into high-priced condos. No, he didn't. He tore it down. And it was just a lot, and it was never used. Now, you don't think something's going on there? Where is the money going into the SPAC from? $1 billion seed money for Trump. $1 billion. We're a divided country, but it's about time, frankly, that Merrick Garland indicted Trump, at least call in front of a grand jury, about extorting Brad Raffensperger in Georgia, about organizing the insurrection, and about taking Russian money to hurt our country out of his fealty, servility to Vladimir Putin. There won't be a Ukraine if Trump gets in, believe me. It'll be back in Russia. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. It was a great show. A lot of great call-ins, a lot of great topics. Stand by for some great programming. You have Stephanie Miller, you have Tom Hartman, you have Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Then you have Earl Ingram at 5 o'clock. Great show, great evening programming, great weekend programming starring Pizza Box Mike. He thinks outside the pizza box. Matt Flynn direct. Be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. Emergency.